Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. So we're going to start a new project here, okay? We're going to start looking at a new portion of the Word of God. And this might take a while. It might not take a while. You know, how do you know what's going to happen with various things? I like to sort of just work through books of the Bible or maybe work through a topic every now and then. And sometimes we'll do topical kind of things. But this is something that we've been working through the last 7 or 8 months online and locally. And I've actually been waiting until we got nearly done with all that to do it on the podcast. You know, if you're familiar with the stuff that we do sort of day in and day out, I do a blog every day on my website. And that is often, usually it's different subject matter than what we're looking at on the podcast. And then the podcast here is whatever it may be, a particular subject matter. And then there's Bible studies that we do. Some of them are local, some are online. And then I actually do some small group things, too, that are often usually another subject matter. So we usually got 4 or 5 different things going on at the same time. But in this case right here, I thought it would be good to dive into a portion of the Word that quite often people are a little frightened over even. You will hear sermons from this portion of the Scripture from time to time, but usually just a couple of parts of the writing. A verse here, a verse there, maybe one particular chapter or two, and that's about it. Because people are often quite hesitant to preach through this portion of the Scripture. As a matter of fact, there's a very, very well-known preacher who is now in glory, who's received his reward, okay? A godly, godly guy. Very well-known even internationally. And voluminous in his preaching and in his teaching. But there's one portion of this particular writing that he never, ever preached a message on. Preached hundreds and thousands of messages, but never touched it. And you say, well, why is that? Well, quite often these things can be sort of, they raise our curiosity, but when you get down to start preaching about it and teach about it, you go, what does this mean? Now, I sort of appreciate that. I appreciate the fact that apparently he didn't feel like that he needed to say anything about this or he didn't know what it was about. I got a local preacher friend that's like that, and I just love this guy to death. And whenever there were things that were spoke about, end time things and preaching on Revelation and stuff like that, he never did. And he would bring, I actually saw him do this a couple of times, he would bring people in that were friends of his that knew, had studied those portions of the Scripture, and he would bring them in for a series of meetings. And he told me, I just never have dove into that. I've never studied that much. I don't know it that well, so I don't feel like I need to preach it. And I like that, you know, the idea that, okay, I'm not sure about this, but, you know, I know somebody that knows more than I do, and I've heard what they say, and I think they may be sort of right about this, so let me share this with you. Instead of thinking that you have to be the Bible answer man and you have to have complete understanding about all things, we as the body of Christ need one another, and so we learn from one another. So the portion of Scripture I'm talking about is the book of Hebrews, okay? The book of Hebrews, which is just amazing and is phenomenal. And I mean, just so much here, folks. You are not going to believe it. And so I'm not going to hurry through it. I'm also not going to take my time. We're just going to take whatever it may be as we go along. But I'm also going to do something a little different on the podcast here. When we do the studies locally and online, people discover the truth for themselves. So quite often, it takes a period of time, of weeks and of months of studying and going through it before you finally get an answer to a question that you had earlier and things like that. And I don't give away answers freely, and people will tell you that locally. They'll go, do you know what this is? Oh, yeah, I know what that is. Well, tell us. I said, no, you'll find out yourself as we go along, you know, because it's a lot better that way. But I'm not going to do that in this kind of situation. I want to tell you from the very beginning what the book of Hebrews is about, okay? And I'm going to say this probably a few hundred times during our time in this, in the podcast. But it's so important for us to hang on to this. And if you know this, even from the beginning, it will help you. You will discover this as you go along, even if you didn't know this. But here's what it is. The book of Hebrews is about this. It's a twofold thing. First of all, Jesus is better. Okay? Jesus is better. B-E-T-T-E-R, better. Better than what? Well, we're going to find out what he's better. And of course, everybody always goes, Jesus is better than everything. You're absolutely correct. Yeah, nearly, almost, but not quite, sort of. But, and we'll see that as we go along. So Jesus is better. And then there's a corollary to that. That's the declaration. Jesus is better. So what is our response? What should our response be to the fact that Jesus is better? Our response is this. Believe. Believe. So you have two B's. Better, believe. That is Hebrews. Hebrews is that Jesus is better, therefore believe. And as we go through it, we're going to see a lot of things that make themselves very obvious that may not be obvious at the surface initially when you're just reading. I would encourage you to do that, to spend some time listening to the book of Hebrews, reading through the book of Hebrews. If you've actually studied it with us online or locally and you're listening to the podcast, better yet, this will be a gigantic review. Go back and listen to it again. We always say this when we spend a series of months looking at one of the books of the Bible. When you get done with it, you come back and you read it again, and it's like, have I ever read this before? Because you see so many things, and the Spirit puts His fingers on so many things in our spirit that you didn't see the first time. So let's start with Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. I'm going to read probably just, let me read the first two verses, which are all one sentence, and then maybe make a statement or two about it. Then we'll have to continue looking at it later. Verse 1 says this, God, after He spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets, in many portions and in many ways, verse 2, in these last days has spoken to us in His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the world. Now, there are some major truths right here that clarify other portions of Scripture, build upon other portions of Scripture. So let me just throw a few of the obvious ones out right here. That Father God spoke long ago, and this is from the first century perspective, okay? We don't know who the author of Hebrews is. There's all sorts of conjectures, this person, that person. We simply don't know. They don't identify themselves. So we don't know who it is. But the author is saying this, that the Lord spoke long ago to the fathers, and He spoke to them through the prophets. And in those prophets, He spoke in many portions and in many ways. Sometimes it was written. Sometimes it was by example. Sometimes it was by a public proclamation verbally. When you read the prophets and see the many ways that the Lord spoke through those prophets, that's what He's speaking about. And He's saying that the Lord spoke long ago through the prophets in many, many ways. But now, in these last days, He's spoken to us in His Son. So what you see right here is not real obvious initially, but when you get further into the book, you're able to reflect back on this first verse and say, oh, well, He's saying the same thing here. He's saying that Jesus is a better spoken word, that Jesus is a better word than what the Lord even released through the prophets long ago. You also see something else right here. In these last days, people are often talking about the last days, the last days. And there's different ways to define the last days, and there's different hints, and this is one of the major hints. It has been the last days ever since the Lord Jesus Christ took on the form of flesh and appeared and was born into the world. In these last days is spoken to us in His Son. When His Son came, that is one of the markers of the last days. Now, there's further moments down the line in the marking of the last days, no doubt. But this is one of them. And then we'll look next time about what we learned about the Son right here, because my time is quickly fading away. I do want to make this last point, the last part of the second verse. Through whom He, that's the Father, through whom He made the world, it's really the Son. He appointed heir, so our Father appointed Jesus as heir. Jesus is the one who made the world. When you go to Genesis and read some stuff, you see that God created. When you go to Hebrews 1 and you go to John 1, you find out that it was the Lord Jesus who spoke things into existence. Tell you what, folks, we are going to learn some wild, wild things in this. So hang on. Invite other folks to join with us. Again, I'm Dale. I'll see you again next time.